Marianne McBride has stayed with us because we want to talk about the Wine Country Games running now through the 24th of this month. And the Council on Aging is very involved in this process, at the helm, as a matter of fact. So tell us, what are the Wine Country Games?
The Wine Country Games are athletic competitions for individuals who are 50 and above. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a national movement. We brought it to Sonoma County in, 8 years ago. And we saw it was a wonderful way to highlight older adults who are healthy, active, connected, and living life to the absolute fullest, and enjoying their later years. So we're super excited about it. I think at one point we had up to about 20 events. I think we're back down at about 15 now. We're choosing to focus on those events that are really exciting.
How many athletes participate in this, Mary?
You know, it's about 1,500, but...
Wow!
I know. Well, this weekend we have 800 people coming into Sonoma County for the events that are this weekend. So we started last weekend. Last weekend was table tennis and bocce, and those bocce ball players and the table tennis, very, very, very serious, but boy, it heats up this weekend. So this weekend, we have bowling actually starting on Thursday, lawn bowling and pickleball. Pickleball.
I knew pickleball had to be in here somewhere.
Do you know, we didn't even know about pickleball 9 years ago when we were planning this, but it's the fastest growing sport in the United States. Any age can play it. All ages can play it. And it has gone crazy here in Sonoma County.
They sure make a fuss about it in Oakmont.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, have you watched it?
No, I've never seen it.
It is so much fun. It's what it's like. It's like...
It's like tennis?
No, it's actually like life-size ping pong. So you have a big, heavy paddle, and then you have a wiffle ball. And it's a half a tennis court, so they actually mark the tennis court smaller.
Okay.
So you don't have to move quite as much, means, you know, you're not running all over the place. And you have this big ball, and it's like you're playing table tennis. That's exactly what it's like.
On a big, fat court.
Yes, and you can play in couples, or what do they call it? Doubles?
Doubles. Yeah. Couples, fine.
Yeah, but there's people across Sonoma County who are playing this every single day and staying in great shape. But again, fastest growing sport in the United States.
How about that?
I know. And our pickleball sold out like within 2 days of opening registration.
So, and where is all of this taking place?
Pickleball actually happens at the Finley Center. The other huge sport that we have is soccer. So we have, I think, 35 teams between men's and women's teams that are coming in. We have a team from Canada coming, but that one, again, sold out there.
You mean in terms of participants, right?
Yep.
People can come watch, can't they?
Absolutely, and come watch. It's amazing. I mean, these people are incredibly talented and hardworking.
How many soccer teams?
I think 35.
Wow.
We have more men than women.
It's astounding.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, and there's women, in fact, one woman in particular who's been with this sport, actually, she's our sports commissioner, but she didn't even start until she was in her 50s. Never, I mean, her kids played soccer, but she never had.
It's inspiring. Yeah.
It is. It is. We've also got archery, badminton, volleyball going this weekend. We have our Celebration of Athletes at Epic Center. They've opened their doors, and I think we'll have about 400 people there who will be celebrating all of this. We've only got a few events that are actually still open. So
athletes can still participate in what events?
In track and field, badminton, basketball, and tennis.
Funny, I know somebody who's really into badminton. I should tell them about this.
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. And actually, track and field, you know, if you ran track in high school or, I mean, doesn't everybody want to get up and do that hurdle again?
I never made the track team, so I don't know about that.
Okay, well.
But I was a tennis player.
I didn't either,
player.
Actually. but I
see,
have to
this
say,
is fascinating. Not only the sorts of exercises that it covers and the sorts of sports, but also the response and the turnout is really mind-boggling to me. It's fantastic.
You know, there's actually a world game, the Huntsman World Games, which have been going on for probably close to 30 years St. George. But one of our staff actually went to visit to try to model our games after those games. And she said it was the one place where people couldn't wait to tell you how old they were. And the older, the better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was
that
like, I'm 93.
So how do we find out more about this? And let's give give people a website to go to.
WineCountryGames.com. Or you can go to Council on Aging's website and follow the link to there.
But yeah, just go to events. They'll tell you everything that's going on.
Absolutely.
Wine Country Games now through June 24th. Even if you're not an athlete or maybe you're not up to that particular standard, I think it would be a blast to watch.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But there's quite a few events that are actually a lot easier. Bocce ball isn't, well, I'm guessing those who play bocce ball will tell you it's hard.
Yeah.
But I've done it and it's not, you know, not that hard.
Oh, they all sound doable.
Yeah.
Or at least watchable.
Absolutely.
From
Absolutely.
Now until the 24th.
It's a lot of
so
fun.
So Council on Aging is winecountrygames.com, and you can go to the Council on Aging website, too. Mary, thanks for being here.
Ah, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
Mary Ann McBride is the CEO of the Council on Aging. You're welcome back here anytime you like.
Thank you.